Commodity broker Gordy Kulovitz with Chido Commodities joins us for the weekly ag market recap. Gordy, first, my thought this week was kind of a do-nothing week. It could have been better, but it could have been a whole lot worse, too.
Well, it really was kind of an odd week as far as, strange market action. A lot of days had sort of the similar pattern where the grains opened weaker to begin with, and then shortly after 8:30, they have a pretty good rally. And then toward the end of the day, they'd kind of come pushing back down again. The exception that was corn, which did and the oats, which did manage to break out and, had a decent week overall. Basically, they're back where they started the week and then, a little more. So those two, kind of end the week pretty solid. We don't talk about oats a lot, but spectacular move. Closing the day is 7:30, up 19 cents. All-time record highs on the oats. And like I said a couple of weeks ago, we're probably not done. Literally, the oat market is tight enough that we're legitimate things like Cheerios, Quaker oatmeal may not be on the shelf come springtime. I mean, it could be an interesting situation there. But the corn, closing on a rally at the end of the day, up 5-6 cents. The beans, which had been down all day, managed to come back at the end. Technically, the beans are really an interesting deal going into next week. Funky little head and shoulders bottom. Haven't completed it yet, but the formation is there. The last couple of days were kind of bumping up against the key moving average and some trend lines. So, I mean, if we can just get a little bit higher, should be some buy stops in there. And, you look at that Wednesday spike, 1266 and a quarter on the Jans, and looks like that'd be a great place to have some buy stops sitting up there. And then the next one would be maybe 1270 something. So if they can just get up a little bit more, there's a lot of room to run on this thing. So, the other one that's interesting is, a lot of talk out there. We've had a couple guys mention that, talk radio, some of the analysts on some of the talk shows on TV are actually saying they think corn could get as high as $6 here with a little bit of help from China. So I was just, after the last crop report, things looked like it was hopeless. We weren't going to be trading at $5. It'd be somewhere sub $5. And now these analysts are going, we could be back at $6 without breaking a sweat. So if the marketplace is beginning to see signs that, maybe the crop isn't there and or demand is bigger than what the market's been expecting. And, certainly we're hearing that about with the basis level and a frenzy to get stuff bought at the livestock and ethanol plants. So the market feels a whole lot better than what the last couple of government reports would have indicated.
But it's still back to the oats for a second and what happened there. We're going to run out. So in my mind, the market failed because the market should have been anticipating this and months ago been going higher to encourage farmers to plant more oats. So we didn't run out of oats. Really, it seems to me it was kind of like a, quote, market failure.
Oh, it definitely. We've been kind of working slowly but steadily downhill on oat acres really for the last 20 years. One of the comments was we're planting about the same acres of oats that we planted, during the Dust Bowl years. So, despite all the advance in human population and the fact that oats are in every bloody product out there now, oats just haven't been attracting that kind of demand. And all of a sudden now, you have a shortfall up in Canada and, we're probably a little bit short. And the next thing you know, we don't have any oats. And, suddenly it's a scrambling. And, the cool thing about oats is it's really hard to substitute oats. If you're corn or soybean meal and you're feeding it or whatever, you can kind of fiddle around the edges and cut back. But when you make Cheerios with oats or Quaker oatmeal, you can't put sorghum in oatmeal. It doesn't work real well. So you're stuck with oats. And in the same with, rations. A lot of guys like the oats and the rations, and it's hard to substitute something else. So it's kind of a fixed amount of demand. And, Quaker Oats is going to want to put Cheerios on the shelf as long as it can. And when you consider how much the actual cost of the oats is in a box of cereal, they can pay a lot of money for oats and still be able to get you some cereal on the shelf. So it just basically comes to who's got the last bushel when you're out is what it looks like.
And the other thing is, could the market, maybe with the help of our government or some other governments, same thing happen in even a bigger way in corn or soybeans?
Or wheat? Well, we saw that last year, and now we're seeing kind of the result. Everyone was out, and now they're all scrambling to get inventory. And but again, what's helped is because the government has run the prices down, the ethanol guys are making record margins right now, record profits for their ethanol. And that's why they're in such a frenzy to produce it right now. So, you know, the government is, you know, they always say the government doesn't pick winners and losers, but in this case, it certainly did. You know, the farmer's the loser because he's getting less for his corn, but the ethanol companies are the winners because they're making record profits. You know, just like the cattle guys are getting record profit margins for cattle. And, you know, I assume the hog guys are doing the same thing right now with the price of hogs and things like bacon. So, I mean, you know, they definitely pick winners and losers, judging by how they push this stuff. So, you know, they could easily raise the price of grain, but they chose to shove it lower.
Well, speaking of the livestock, boy, we had action there this week. Whew.
Yeah, it's been kind of crazy. Going into last week, you know, the cattle market was kind of slumping. In fact, you know, we closed below a really important moving average. I mentioned that, you know, that we kind of closed on our lows and charts look pretty negative. That's the crazy bit about livestock. You know, they closed last Friday at 128.30 on the Deese cattle. Our opening tick was 130.15. So, I mean, it just, boink, they gapped up, you know, 200 points on the opening. And then we backed off a little bit, and then we ended up rallying into Wednesday, where we got all the way back to 131.92. And then we turned around and sold off into this morning, where we got right back down to 128.80 on the Deese. It's just kind of nuts. The good news, though, is even with the pullback, we're still holding above that moving average that we closed below last Friday. So I'm not sure how you look at a chart with that kind of action. I mean, to a certain extent, if you look at if you got a chart of Deese cattle, going back into early October, we're actually in a channel where the highs, you know, it's kind of rising slowly but steadily. So each high is a little higher than the last high, and each low is a little higher than the last low. And the top to bottom is staying about the same. So it's actually a pretty classic-looking channel. And, you know, we'll see if that can keep on going next week. But it's kind of encouraging. We closed over key support, and we rebounded pretty well last week thanks to the report. On the other hand, the hogs, they've just gone kind of goofy. They'd been selling off all last week, and, you know, when the cattle popped on Monday, they popped the hogs a little bit too, and but then they turned around, and as the hogs, the cattle made a new high into Wednesday, hogs made a new low. These hogs got down to 71.77. They finish off the week at 76.07 right now, and we were down almost all day, and in the last literally 10 minutes of trading came rallying back almost 200 points and closing up on the day. And again, you know, I mentioned last week, you know, I thought these hogs especially were way too cheap in that, you know, the August went off the board at 109+, the October's went off the board at 88+, and here we're sitting down here just around 72 cents. And feels like a lot of people think we might have been a little too cheap, and yeah, some of the action like that rally at the close looks like short covering. Like some of these shorts are just like, holy cow, this isn't working well. And they ran for the hills. So the cattle are kind of like hard to tell where we go from here. But the hogs certainly look like they got a little bit more short covering ahead of them. And, you know, they've got some room to maneuver just to get back to, you know, even if they rally back to 80, they're still well below where we were back in, you know, just 2 weeks ago when the October's went off the board.
Back to the grains for just a second. Really caught me by surprise. November bean deliveries. There were more deliveries against an expiring bean contract today in November than there have been probably the entire year combined.
Yeah, it was a little surprising. I didn't think we'd see big deliveries. Some of the commentary was it just didn't really make economic sense to deliver when you look at the strong basis level. You know, in effect, the basis level that's above futures would imply that you could sell it for more money than you could deliver it on the futures. And that doesn't really matter even where you sold it. I mean, if you sold the exact high of the year, you know, you got a great short profit, but you could still sell it for a premium in the cash market. But again, sometimes the commercials like to play these games, you know, shake the tree a little bit, stop some people out. And, you know, at the same time, 99% of the time, they're going to get the grain back. I mean, you know, speculators rarely take delivery and sit on it. They typically retender it, and the commercials are the ones that will be at the end anyhow. So, and it's interesting. I mean, open interest today was 8,658 contracts. We did 10,698 contracts. So, obviously, you know, if anybody wanted to take delivery, they had plenty of opportunity, and if you wanted to retender, wasn't a big deal. So my guess is we'll see open interest down almost nothing on Monday. And then, you know, those contracts will probably rattle around a couple times for the Johnny-come-latelys that think, I don't have to worry about it. And you know, eventually they'll just taper off to nothing as the commercials do their deal. But the impressive thing is we didn't really get clobbered on that news. You know, a lot of times big deliveries, the market just kind of throws up its hands like, oh, God, we're screwed, and everyone wants to get out of the way. Yeah, we opened a little bit weaker, and that's all we did. So, I mean, the market kind of held it pretty well. And I thought that was more impressive than the deliveries, the fact that we were able to absorb, in effect, and not care.
Commodity broker Gordy Kolovits.